seal out drafts, dust, and moisture with MD brand weather stripping from Menards. A well-sealed home is more comfortable and energy efficient. We have the largest selection of in-stock weather stripping with over 100 products available to take home and start lowering your energy bills today. Save big money on weather stripping right now at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
I'm AJ Bianco from Podcast PD, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows in the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other interesting education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Well, hey there. Welcome to the Education Connection, the podcast where we talk about teaching, learning, and tools that help us create classrooms full of joy, growth, love, and connection. Well, I'm your host, Robin Wilson, and today we're talking about something practical, exciting, and honestly a little bit revolutionary, using ChatGPT in the classroom. I kind of discovered GPT on my own, well, with other friends, probably about the same time as the rest of the world. And I started using it for menus at home and coming up. So at home, I will type in, I'll ask it for 5 menus, and then of course I approve it if it looks like something I want, and then I will ask for the full recipe, and then I ask from those 5 recipes, I need a list of ingredients. And you know, with ChatGPT, you really have to, I ask it a couple of times to make sure it gets all the ingredients. Well, I started using it kind of like that. My to-do list, like, you know, I would tell it, these are the things I need to do, and can you help me put this in order, and the approximate time for these. So I'm using it more for personal things at first. And then when I came to the classroom, I got to thinking I can use it in the classroom similarly, just to save some time of some of the paperwork tasks that I have in hand. And so I wanted to go over those with you. But ChatGPT has become one of my favorite teacher tools. I'm going to share with you some real everyday ways that I've used it, and you might have some ways that you've used it. I would absolutely love if you shared that with me, because I'm all about it. I'm all about making our life easier. And if you have something that you know is revolutionary in your classroom, please share that with me too. One of the things that I've used it for is to schedule my day. So in the summer, about a week before school was going back, I just randomly put in the, I talk to it. So I use the voice to text talk. And I will just say, you know, at 8 o'clock, and I just kind of throw it out there. 8 o'clock, I need to do is like morning work, morning procedures. 8:30 is morning meeting. 8:45 is our, it's called foundations we use in our classroom. 9:15, then we go to small group. You know, some reading, learning. I do some flashcards or something called secret stories. So just your daily, this is what we need to do. 9:45, we need to prep for going outside to recess. 10 o'clock, math. And without going through my entire day, I'm talking to it like this. And then I say, can you make this into a schedule? And just, it just goes right down, and there's the schedule. And I look over the schedule that it gives me, and you might already do this. This might not be anything new to you, but I thought a lot of people were using it, and I'm finding out that not as many people are using it quite as much. Maybe I'm a little bit overboard with it, but it has just changed my life. And so it just, you know, I could have spent all that time typing that out, and I just sent it to print, and it was done for me. So that was amazing. Now, I also keep a paper copy of my, I handwrite our schedule out. But this is kind of like my daily schedule that sits on my desk, that sits on top of my planner. And then I can go into the planner and do different, you know, today we're having a fire drill or something like that and squeeze that in, and that changes things up. But you know, that basic schedule that you need to go through every day. So in the classroom, I've also asked, like if I'm at a loss and I'm planning for the next week, and say next week we are doing different ways to make 10, and I need some math groups, I can say, hey, what do you have for ideas for math groups? Boom, just spits it right out. And a lot of the things I have done before but forgot about them, or there's some ideas sometimes that I didn't think of, and it's like, wow, okay, that's a really good idea. And then I go to write that one down and find the materials that I need to do that one. So it's really great with just coming up with ideas for different groups, or if there is a kiddo struggling and you can tell it specifically what the kiddo is struggling with, maybe beginning sounds, you can ask for strategies on that, just in the moment ideas that will help you. You know, you can do the same thing. That's the deal with Google. So you can get into Google, go to the search bar and say, I have a child that is, you know, or you can just might type child that's struggling with beginning sounds. And you are going to get lots of help. You're going to get lots of articles. The thing about that is, though, you need to open each of them up and you've got to read through them and you've got to look for them. Whereas ChatGPT just pops those results right in your feed, you know, do this, do this, do this. And then what I do love about it is right underneath it in tiny fine print, there is the article that it refers to. So if you want to dig deeper, if it's not giving you enough or it's not giving you as much information as you want, click on the link that it will provide you. Or, you know, you go through and you don't like this, you don't like that one, you do like this one and you do like that one. You click on the ones you like, it'll take you to the article or the blog that somebody wrote that on. Or maybe it was a big box company that wrote, you know, how they teach phonics or something. You can go as deep as you want down a rabbit hole to help a student with a particular need. I have used it for classroom organization. So I, at the end of the year, I was trying to put together a station for my math, a station for my foundations, and a station for what we do is CKLA, and the materials that were needed on each of those. And I took a picture of the area that I was wanting to organize, and it just did another, it did a picture of my picture and organized it and told me how to organize that. And I was blown away. It just saved me time of researching, and it just put it out there, options for me right there, right away. So I really, really, that helped a lot, organizing it and then how to decorate as well. I've taken pictures of areas and said, how do I decorate this area? What can I do to make this look cleaner? What can I do to tidy this up a bit? And it will say, those pencils there, those need to be picked up and that kind of thing. But the big help is moving the, it'll say things like move the printer over to another area where it's a printing area. This gives you more desk space. Those kinds of suggestions. And what it was referring to when it said printer, it wasn't a printer at all. It was like an organizer that was like a box that kind of maybe it thought was a printer. But the idea was that big thing right there could be moved to give you more room. And so I thought, well, that's cool. It just kind of helps. Bulletin boards. You need a bulletin board idea. Of course, I still look at Pinterest. You can't replace Pinterest, like looking at bulletin boards and the real thing. But it can give you good ideas for areas that you don't know what to fill in for. So this was something at the beginning of the year. The way they give us our class rosters is they we get all boys and then we get girls. And so the boys are all in alphabetical order and the girls are in alphabetical order. And yes, I could go and, you know, and split those up and do them because I want a class list that has everybody together, boy, girl. However that is, I just want them in alphabetical order. So I took a picture of the roster that had the boys on the left and the girls on the right. And I said, can you alphabetize this for me and number it? And it did. It just, I mean, like 2 seconds, it just spit that right out. And I was able to open up a table in Google Docs and do a table and just, I don't know, I might could have just copy pasted my names into that, but I typed them out so quickly and didn't have to think at all in that alphabetical order as I was going. So that saves, it just saves time for things like that in seconds, which, you know, might have taken me a few minutes to get all of that done. Another way that I've used it is we are a leader. And so even though some of my things are not the same as yours, there are things in your classroom that are probably very similar that you could use in the same way. So we are a leader in me school and we are required to teach the habits. And so I do teach the habits in my morning meetings. And so for the month of August, we are trying to get all the habits out there and just kind of briefly put them out, 2 habits a week and 2 to 3 habits a week, depending on how it works for you. And so I had already read, because the Stephen Covey Leader in Me company, you can buy books that are the actual Leader in Me book, but there's just one story for habit one, and there's one story for habit two. Well, if I want to spend a couple of days on habit one, I might want to have another story. So I went to the library and I just literally pulled 20 books. They were all new. I like to go to the new book section, and I just pulled 20 books that looked good. I didn't open them up hardly. A couple pages I opened on a couple of them, but I just laid them out and just started snapping pictures. And I asked ChatGPT, what habit does this book teach? And I thought it might not know this one. Let me tell you, I almost said boys and girls because I'm so used to talking to boys and girls. Let me tell you, my teacher friends, it not only gave me the habit, but it gave me a summarization of the story and questions that I could ask regarding the habits at the end of the story. And I've never read the book before. So yes, that was like a big aha. I jumped out of my seat and I ran next door to tell my teaching partner. And I ran down and told the kindergarten friends. And I ran down and told second grade teacher just this amazing little ChatGPT hack. Because also think of it like this: if you have not read a book and you need a summary for the book because you want something to fit in what you're doing, you could even ask it what picture books would teach text-to-text connections, or what book would teach background knowledge, or which one of these books would teach background knowledge, for example. It just opens it up, or just to give you a summary of those books, but you can generate discussion questions. It will summarize it for you. It can even help brainstorm lesson tie-ins. So that was huge for me. That just happened to me this week. And I just, that story right there is why I wanted to talk about it today to you. I want to share the good news. So just to help you out, because, and I love to read stories to my students, but I don't have time sometimes to read a new book in the library and see what it's about and, you know, which habit. So I just, you know, snap a quick picture, and if it's not, you know, not what I need, then I can move on to the next one. I have used it. So I started doing this last year to help form parent letters for field trips. Now, you can't just say, give me a parent letter. It needs to know, what do you want the parents to know? So for example, like a field trip. So I will type into ChatGPT everything that I know that I think they're going to need for this field trip, the time we leave, like just like we've done, you know, we've been teaching for years and years, and you're just going to type up this letter. And then I put it in there, And ask it. It will polish that letter for you. It'll organize it clearly. Sometimes my wording doesn't come out, or I might be repeating something in a couple awkward ways. It organizes it all like into one sentence, that awkward part. And it's even has suggested, did you mention that they needed to bring a lunch or you know, at the bottom after, if you've used ChatGPT, you know what I'm talking about. At the bottom, it'll give you suggestions like, is it something that they're going to need to worry about the weather? Would you like me to add that in? And then that triggers my thinking more like, oh my goodness, yes, we need to talk about the right kind of shoes to wear or what kind of dress we need to wear for the day, whether it's raining or if it's cold or hot, that kind of thing. So that's a really cool way to use it too. You can have a parent letter ready to go, pop it in there. It will polish it and make it sound super professional. Now, I have also put something in and it was too professional. I want it more relaxed. And I'll say, hey, this does not sound like me. As much as I've used ChatGPT, look at my data. I've said this, look at my data and make it sound more like me, more relaxed. And it will do that for you. Last year, I had a little girl that had a big meltdown. This is something new, so a new idea to use ChatGPT with. I had a little girl, and she had a meltdown, and I was literally staring at her because my brain is calculating, what do I do? You know those traumatic moments where a child might lose it and you want to do the right thing for them. You don't want to match their energy. You don't want to, you know, if they're screaming or yelling at you, I don't want to give that back. I think sometimes students are really wanting that attention, and they're trying to get a rise out of you. They're trying to get, so I'm staring at her. My brain is like, I'm not sure how to respond right now. That's more my, I'm not saying it out loud. And so I just asked her to sit down, if she could sit down at my desk, and that I would get with her. And it just happened, thank the Lord, to be recess time. And so I told her I needed to talk to her for a minute. I said, why don't you just cool off for a minute? We have a calm down corner. And just, you know, she was not happy. And so while she's sitting there cooling down, I get on ChatGPT and I explain a little bit of the situation. Of course, never, never personal details or anything. You know, a little girl, she's upset and this has happened. It came back with the most precious response that obviously she's struggling and this is what some of the suggestions you could do. And it was write a picture or draw a picture of how she's feeling right now. So it was a four square strategy. And you may know this. I had never done this before, but you fold a paper in four pieces is what it said. Fold a paper in four pieces. You can use this with any child. And I've used it since now. And in the first square, they're going to draw a picture of their face and how they're feeling. Well, she drew a picture of a sad face. And then the next picture, I asked her, and this was the suggestion, to draw what made her feel that sad face. So she could draw a picture or she could write words. And she drew a picture of what made her feel the way she was feeling. And then the next picture was that she could draw. And I told her, I said, if you don't feel like drawing it, you could just talk to me. Like, we don't have to draw the pictures. You could just talk to me. And the third picture was what would be something that we could do to help her next time not have this big meltdown. I didn't say meltdown to her, but what would help her next time when she's feeling this way? And I pointed to the sad face. And she drew, so she kind of came up with her own solution and she was just like, and next time I could do this or to do that. And then the last box was, how is she feeling now? And she drew a happy face at the end. All I did was ask her to draw some pictures in an order. And this was a strategy that I got from ChatGPT, because I don't know about you, but sometimes when I'm in the middle of it right then, you have a million different questions, things that are going on in your brain. You're trying to teach, you're trying to, you know, help Johnny get his water bottle open. It's time to go to recess. The kids need to line up. And then you have this sweet baby who is very unhappy about something. And sometimes in that moment, I don't know what to do. And a lot of times we've just taken a pause, and we've been doing some really resiliency training in our school, you know, taking deep breaths and those kinds of things I can do as well. And we do have strategies that we pull, but for that, I mean, I'm talking about like in that trauma moment, you just stare like, okay, what do I do next? That ChatGPT gave me a very concrete example of, obviously it gave the breathing too that we already do in our classroom. In pre-teaching, these are important. I know I'm going off a little bit down a rabbit hole here with resiliency and things like that too. But the point is, if you're in the middle of a situation of a behavior thing that's just really kind of come unglued in your classroom, take a minute. Type in the situation. Of course, never give personal information. You know, a girl, a boy, this is what happened. You know, they threw their computer or whatever, their screen. They went screaming and ran off into the corner. And what can I do to help solve their trauma? What can I do to help them? And it will give you real strategy. So I thought that was just amazing. Gave me strategies that I could do right there in that moment. And it worked, and it's something I've used now for other children. There was a time that we lost directions to a game, and I could not remember how to play it. Well, I put it right into ChatGPT, and it gave me the up. I'm like, yep, that's it. Now I remember, and I got directions to the game. So some of the things you could also use it for is lesson starters. So you could ask for a joke, a riddle, a brain teaser to begin the day with fun. You could ask it to give you writing prompts according to whatever standards you're using. You can put the standard in that you are teaching that week for your state and ask for activities too. Don't you just think that's amazing? I just think that's amazing. You can create a rubric for your students so that they can actually see what's required for particular assignments. And it also helps you when you go to grade, you're looking at that rubric that your students were using so that you're all on the same page. You can create practice questions. You can create comprehension questions, like I said earlier, in books. You can create math. The thing about it is, though, sometimes when you do math and things, the formatting doesn't always work out on that. So I've tried that. So I go to other places for my math and stuff. We have worksheets and stuff like that, but you can go to mathaids.com, and that will give you like addition, subtraction, and stuff like that. You can use it for differentiation. So you can give it your assignment and it will give you different ways to teach it according to like low, medium, or high. Just amazing to help you just make your job a little bit easier. And so I just wanted to share with you these strategies. So I wanted to tell you a little bit, for those of you who may feel nervous about using ChatGPT, it's important to know what it is and what it isn't. ChatGPT is an artificial intelligence tool trained on a wide range of text. It doesn't think or feel. It predicts words based on patterns it has learned. Think of it like a very advanced searching. It's like a very advanced Google is really the way I think of it. And it can respond in complete sentences and organize information in the way that you ask. So some people do worry, is it safe? And I'm going to be honest, it has crossed my mind a time or two. Like, is this safe to use? Will it replace teachers, or will it replace you know, jobs and stuff like that. The truth is, it's only as powerful as the person guiding it. It will never replace love. It will never replace your wisdom, your discernment that you bring as a teacher. But and those clerical tasks that you need done, it will save you time, spark ideas for you. I've had ideas and I will run it through ChatGPT and it will spark ideas. And then I'm like, oh, wait. And then I will say, well, what about this? And put it back in there and it'll say, yes, that's exactly right. Or it will expand on where my thoughts go. It gives you resources in seconds that might otherwise take hours of digging through blogs or and Pinterest. I don't even want to say that because I love, love, love Pinterest. There's nothing that will replace those pictures in Pinterest to give you the ideas that you need for crafts and things like that. So still love me some Pinterest. And I use it also for my classroom ideas of activities. So if you approach it as a helper, and of course not the teacher, it is a real blessing. And I want to read a scripture. I do like to end my podcast with a scripture. This one is James 1:5 that says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. God is the source of all wisdom. ChatGPT is just a tool. And when we combine practical tools with God's guidance, you know, nothing's going to replace you. So when you're reading something, and I've had this happen too, I don't want you to think all the ChatGPT information I've gotten has been amazing, because it hasn't. There's times that I will argue with it and I'll say, no, that's not right. This is the way it should be done, or this is the way. It misspells words sometimes. It's just not always on par. Your guidance is the number one. Like, nothing will replace your wisdom that God gives you when you're discerning and when you're putting in information. It's just like a tool. It's just like Google. When you put something into Google, it prints it out, and then you can say yes or no. With Google articles, you know, I don't like this. I like this way of teaching it. No, I don't like, you know, there is 100 different ways to teach any subject. And so it's a tool. And you combine practical tools with God's guidance through you, you can find fresh ways to love your students and manage your classrooms. So I want to pray for you today. Lord, thank you for giving us tools and resources to make our work easier and our classrooms more joyful. Help us and make us more joyful too, because God, when you help us get our job done quicker, it makes life easier for us as well. Lord, help us to use these tools with wisdom, balance, and discernment. May everything we do be to your glory and for your good of the children that you have placed in our care. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on the Education Connection. I'm sorry I did go a little bit long again tonight. It seems like I'm getting long-winded the more I do these podcasts. And I hope these ideas give you confidence to try ChatGPT in your own classroom and maybe discover even more uses of your own. And if you don't like it, you don't have to use it. Literally, you are the boss of what you put in and what you take out. Like, you're still the best teacher in your classroom. Don't forget, you're making a difference every single day with you. You are the thing that's making the difference in your classroom. There's no tool that can replace you. You are amazing, and you are going to go do great things this week. God bless.